CDC, over 16 million coronavirus vaccines administered nationwide. By Hannah Blow on January 21, 2021. The U.S. has administered more than 16 million coronavirus vaccines nationwide following the success of former President Trump's Operation Warp Speed and the Food and Drug Administration's FDA subsequent approval of both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC, latest data. The CDC's data, last updated Wednesday, January 20, revealed that 35,990,150 doses of the vaccines have been distributed nationwide. Of those, 16,525,281 doses have been administered, with 2,161,419 receiving more than the first dose. Nearly 2 million of the 16 million plus doses administered nationwide have been in long-term care facilities. Last week, Texas became the first state to administer in excess of 1 million vaccines. Overall, Republican states have appeared to fare better in the overall distribution of the vaccines, as Breitbart News's analysis revealed. The latest data showed Texas continuing to lead by example, distributing 2,551,125 doses and administering 1,471,746, 5,076 per 100,000. Similarly, Florida has distributed 2,545,050 vaccines and administered 1,239,975, edging out the Lone Star State in terms of doses administered per 100,000, 5,773 per 100,000. Meanwhile, New York, once deemed the U.S. hotspot of the Wuhan virus, has distributed 2,057,875 vaccines and administered 1,046,490, or 5,379 per 100,000. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., have been facing opposite criticisms, with the establishment media knocking DeSantis for prioritizing seniors, as Cuomo, whose early directives led to the deaths of thousands of vulnerable seniors, initially prioritized frontline workers in the vaccine rollout. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, was among critics who sharply rebuked Cuomo for his priorities in the Empire State's vaccine rollout, criticizing him for prioritizing vaccines for drug addicts over tens of thousands of seniors who have been homebound since the start of the pandemic after he revealed that residents of the Office of Addiction Services and Supports, OASIS, or addiction treatment facilities, remained a top priority. Congregate facilities are problematic. That's where you have a lot of people in concentration, Cuomo said, explaining his decision. OASIS facilities, what we call the O facilities, they're congregate, not necessarily older, but congregate facilities, the Democrat mayor added. Cuomo announced on January 11 that New Yorkers within Priority Group 1B could begin scheduling appointments to receive the vaccine. That priority group included those 75 and older, as well as first responders, public safety officers, teachers and other school staff, in-person college instructors, childcare workers, public-facing grocery store workers, transit workers and individuals living and working in homeless shelters.